Hey, Shalom Rabbeisai. So this week we have Parshas Shkolim that falls on Rosh Chodesh. And it's that many years we have Shkolim calls before Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is during the week. But when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, so then on the day of Rosh Chodesh, that's when we read Parshas Shkolim. Now, this brings, that if you're reading Parshas Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh, you have to take out three Sefer Torah. Three Sefer Torah in Aaron, in Yoni of Pichasidis, you take out three Sefer Torah, it's a big, you could have in many things. But you take out three Sefer Torah in the Aaron, and you're reading three Kriyas. One Kriya is the Kriya of Parshas Shavua, another one is the Rosh Chodesh, and then a Maftir is the Parshas Shkolim. And this on itself brings a lot of discussions. For example, you know, in Afkirin Big for a Gabbai, when you want to have a Aliyas, when you'll be Moisif Aliyas, it doesn't happen in Yeshua, right?
You don't.
But if you want to be Moisif Aliyas, what are you Moisif Aliyas? On which Sefer Torah should be Moisif Aliyah? On the first one, on the second one, can you do any, either one, either or and if Kaminas, some of the things that come about when we have this unique situation of the three Sefer Torah. What I want to focus on today, in the few minutes we have, is in a case that you do not have three Sefer Torah. In a case that you have only one Sefer Torah. You know, maybe just as a side point, we're in the beginning, that you have the halacha, why don't you have two Sefer Torah? So the Ramah speaks about it in Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, you have to have also three Sefer Torah. One Sefer Torah, you're reading V'zoyis HaBrocha. Then the second Sefer Torah, you're reading Maftir. And the third one, you're reading Bereishis. So he says, what happens if you have only two? So the Ramah brings that you will read one V'zoyis HaBrocha. The second one, you're going to read the Maftir, and then you'll go read the Bereishis from the first one. You'll switch. You'll admit that you're going to turn around the first one and go back to read the Bereishis from the first one. So Amos says. Why like that? So mindset comes and it seems to be a machlekes in the Mishtabur in the Aruch HaShulchan. Because the Mishtabur says that in general it has to do with Tircha D'Zibur. So the Mishtabur says, if you're ready, turned the Vizay Sabrocha to Bereishis, so then you have nothing to wait. So you take out the second Sefer Torah, you bring back the first Sefer Torah, you're good to go. But if you didn't do a Gilgal of the second Sefer Torah back, the first Sefer Torah, for Vizay Sabrocha to Bereishis, and you have to anyway roll one of them, so just leave the Sefer Torah that's there. Because anyway you're rolling, even if one of them takes 2 minutes to roll, the other one takes 3 minutes to roll, you just roll the one that's there. The Aruch HaShulchan is a different Indian that you don't want to read two separate Kriyas from the seven Sefer Torah. Try to avoid it if possible. So therefore you want to switch in between. You have to understand why is that so, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So it seems to be Machlegim Shtabur Aruch HaShulchan. What happens to Sefer Torah, you treat them. Okay. But that was a side point. The question is, what happens with one Sefer Torah? Now, what's the question one Sefer Torah? You read the Parshat Shavua. This week, Parshat Mishpatim. You finish Parshat Mishpatim. What's the second thing you need to read? So halacha, the second thing you read is Rosh Chodesh. Why? Tadim Mishnei Tadim, Tadim Kodim. But here you have a problem, because right after you finish Parshas Mishpatim, as you roll the Sefer Torah, you get the Shkolim right away. It's Parshas Kisiso. Do you get to Rosh Chodesh? It's in Parshas Pinchas. You have to go till Bamidbar. We have a din in Ma'avir and Mitzvahs. When I have two mitzvahs to do, when I come in front of one, I can't skip on it. You have the classic case is when you have a pair of tefillin. You're supposed to put tefillin shaliyah before tefillin shirosh, but if tefillin shirosh is in your hand, you have to put rosh first. Ein ma'avir ma'la mitzvahs. I have to read now two kriyas. So how should I? You should first of all read the parshas shkalim kozi for shchedish. Ein ma'avir ma'la mitzvahs. So the chura you should come. They should come first. So what should you do? So I saw brought down from different poiskim. So machlek is a poiskim. The Adaris says. That there is speaking about Shabbos Chanukah. He says that you have a din ein ma'avir ma'la mitzvahs, and you have to read the first one. If you do the one Sefer Torah, you read Shkolim before you read Rosh Chodesh. But he brings a sefer called Pischei Shearim. I don't know what the sefer is, but according for the Achronim, Pischei Shearim, he says no. You have to keep the Seder Akriya. The Seder Akriya. Seder Akriya is that we have is the first do Rosh Chodesh. Then you do Shkolim, that's what you do with one Sefer Torah as well. So that's the Chur, Machlekes Achronim, what to do. What does this Machlekes depend on? So seemingly, the Shailish of Machlekes, based on what we said, is I have over here two concepts that are contradicting each other. And one out of a din of Tadir Shayna Tadir Tadir Kaidim. Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir than Shkalim. So Tadir Rosh Chodesh got first. Mitzad Shayna, I have Ein Mavir El Mitzis. So the Shaila is, what comes first? Tadir Ein Mavir El Mitzis. Pashas, yes. He will be the classic. And the Taisis speaks about Ein Mavir El Mitzis. When is Ein Mavir El Mitzis? Because I have one mitzvah to do. Can I do it here? I can do it there. That's where you have a discussion. But here, the Chur, it's two mitzvahs. Unless you say it's one big mitzvah.
About
Talis
and
Tefillin.
Meaning?
Talis is
Tadir
and Tefillin is
the
Tefillin.
You put the
Talis
first.
What if you got to the Tefillin? Before the Talis, I don't know. Interesting. I mean, the Tefillin is only Tefillin Shabbos. I mean, because it's a steer between Tadir and that.
They might be here and then Tadir.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you usually take both of them.
That's why you say you put the Talis in front. So you
right. So you say we'll be Din, Chur will be the Seraph Kirin. Maybe. He will be the Seraph Kirin. Chur. The Maise seems to be that this is really a discussion in the Poiskim, in the earlier Poiskim, right? You have a Machlekes. What's a Machlekes? So, let's start with the following. In Siman Tafresh Peidal, which is the last Siman of Hilchos Chanukah, speaks about the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah. And there the Ramah ends with the following things. So, when you have Chanukah, Chanukah you also could have three Sifrei Torah. I think it's the right, yes, that's the three times that you have it. So, Chas Torah, Chanukah and Purim and Shkolim or Shchoidish when it falls on Shabbos. When Chanukah, when Shchoidish falls on Shabbos Chanukah. So you have to read Sefer Torah. You have to read Parshas Shavua, usually Miketz, except this year. Then you have Shchoidish, and then you have Chanukah. Says the Ramah, what happens if you did Chanukah instead of Shchoidish? So the Ramah says, this is the last words of the Ramah in Hilchos Chanukah. Says the Ramah, "V'im tov v'itchid likros b'shal Chanukah." By mistake, it's the Chanukah before Shchedish. Toich lafsik likros b'shal Shchedish. You have to stop. Rami, you're meaning of reading the Sefer Torah. He's not talking about one Sefer Torah, but it's the same concept. You have to stop what you're doing and to go read Shchedish. That's what Ramah says. Comes the Taz and says, "You can't do that. You stop in the middle of a mitzvah, do another mitzvah." So the Taz argues. This is Mishtabur quotes the Taz and all the Chayim argue. Very long Bira Halacha here to say Nafkamina, when it's considered to be that you started. If you started, what do you mean start? Just you opened it? The Bira Halacha says he did the Bracha. Once he did the Bracha, that's called starting it. And he brings here an interesting discussion about that. So, the Chura you have over here, what's the Machlekes Ramon and Taz? This is the Machlekes. The Ramon holds that Tadir comes before Ein Mavir El Mitzvos. Even if you start the Mitzvah, you have to stop this Mitzvah, go do the Tadir before if you ate a Tadir. Mashaik, the Taz says, no, Ein Mavir El Mitzvah comes first. That's l'chur, what you could have said. The problem with this is that usually, Ein Mavir El Mitzvah means usually if you need to choose between two Mitzvahs. So I do the first one and have the second one. If in the middle of a Mitzvah, I have another cloud. Ha'yisik b'mitzvah, part of my mitzvah. If I'm busy with one Mitzvah, I don't do another Mitzvah, even though the other Mitzvah is much more chashuv. Hello, Ma, you'll tell me that if you started the mitzvah in error, then you have to stop. That'll be a big chiddush if to say such a thing. Maybe yes, maybe not. Right.
The hechshur mitzvah of blaming parshas chiddush is turning the pages. You're not being bothered. You're doing part of the mitzvah.
But you still do, as you say, that's not Ein Mavir El Mitzvos. Parshas Goyle is not a Hechshim, because you have to be Sefer Torah. You don't have to do it. It's hard to say it's a Hechshim Mitzvah to get there. I hear, maybe. Usually Ein Mavir El Mitzvos will be that case, that you have to get there. I have to go through the Mizbeach, where the case that Tais brings, you have to do Zrikas Adam in one place, and Zrikas Adam in another place. So you have to go through a Hechshim Mitzvah. Yeah, Chura, I think. Yeah, you have to get that filling. You have to. Maybe you don't have to get there. Then it's different.
This is the only way to get there. Is the wrong thing.
Right.
And you could have done it before. But
maybe. Okay, maybe. But so that's the Chur Ramon that Taz argue over there. The problem is, and then they saw that Yosef Cohen brings on the Sefer of Sefer Safraik, he put the Horus on the Moyadim, and he puts this out. If you turn the page. Turn the page. That's Hilchos Chanukah. And Hilchos Chanukah, the halacha is if you took out you start reading Rosh Chodesh, you start reading Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh, for a moment, you have to stop. Taz says you don't have to stop. Machlokes. The sheet is what to do there. For a moment, says you have to stop. When you turn around the page to Hilchus Arba Parashi, that's the next simon, Tafresh Peyei. What's the din Tafresh Peyei? What happens in the case of Shkalim that a person by mistake read Shkalim before Rosh Chodesh? So what do you do there? So then the Mishnah Berurah says clear, no machlokes. You finish Shkalim, and then you do Rosh Chodesh. No problem. Not an issue. And this is really, it's interesting that the Shatzu doesn't bring it over here. The Makar, really, the Makar of this is Noidi B'Yudah. The Noidi B'Yudah on Madura Tanina Sim Yudalef, he brings a story. It's a story that happened in the Mishmeradish, that someone, by mistake, they took the Sefer Torah of Parsha Shkalim this week, and they read Parsha Shkalim first, and then they ran to me and asked what to do. And I said, Misvara, says the Noidi B'Yudah, for sure, should we finish Parsha Shkalim? And then, after you finish Parashat Shkalim, then you go to Rosh Chodesh. So then he brings the whole Machlokes Ramon the Taz regarding Chanukah. Says the Chanukah is very different. Why is it different? So he says, well, the whole the Taz doesn't understand what's the idea in the middle. It says it's very miyuchad Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Why? He says, because ain't kriyas Chanukah chashuva lemeumo neged kriyas Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah is nothing compared to Rosh Chodesh. Why? We quote the Gemara in Megillah. They meshgichim bechanukah kol ikur k'demasik more Megillah. In other words, when I have to choose Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh overrides Chanukah. Seems to me what the Nehudah is trying to indicate, and that's where there's some argument with him, but he's trying to indicate is that in order to allow you to read Chanukah, you have to read Rosh Chodesh. You can read Chanukah and not Rosh Chodesh. So to speak, your license to read Chanukah is to read first Rosh Chodesh. I can't get the Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh. Because Chanukah klapi Rosh Chodesh is nothing. So you want to read Rosh Chodesh. Now you want to read Chanukah. You can read Chanukah. If you didn't read Rosh Chodesh, you don't have the license to read Chanukah. That's what the Rebbe says. Mashenki want to talk about Shkalim and Rosh Chodesh. Shkalim has his own chiyuv. I don't need Rosh Chodesh to read Chanukah. That's the lashon. Aber Shkalim and Rosh Chodesh, the parsha Shkalim kriyach chiyuvis v'ikorisi. Ve'ein lo Rosh Chodesh shum naila negdo. There's nothing more Rosh Chodesh over Shkalim, it's two equal kriyas. The only thing you have is Rak Maila Satadir, the Rosh Chodesh Moy Tadir. So there for sure you have a din. If you start, you already started.
Why is
Chanukah Rosh Chodesh? That's a Gemara. Gemara says that if you can read Chanukah Rosh Chodesh is nothing. Then anybody who takes a step forward to tell me as long as you didn't read Rosh Chodesh, I can't even touch Chanukah. That's how you learn the Gemara. So you mean that according to this, what basically comes up for this interview, though, is that even the Ramah will agree that if you started, he said you started reading Parsha Shkalim, you for sure finish Parsha Shkalim, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, and then you do a Shkalish, even though by Chanukah, it's a debate. So someone could say, maybe, if you say that it's the same argument, the Taz and the Ramah, regarding Ma'avirul Mitzvahs, the Tadu what's Kaidim, and according to the Rebbe's understanding, there's no Raya for the Ramah and Chanukah that Tadir is greater than Ma'avirul Mitzvahs. Why? Because by Chanukah you have it's a special thing Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, but when I don't have that special thing Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, it's a regular thing. It could be even the Ramah will agree to the Taz, everybody else paskins that Ein Ma'avir Melamitzis overrides the concept of Tadir. So usually you should do Tadir, but Ein Ma'avir Melamitzis not. According to that, maybe we'll do like the Pesach Sharing that he says. If you have to go through the Sefer Torah, you should first of all read Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Kolim, and then read Parshas Rosh Chodesh, like that there. Not the lactopis of Sharm. Because Ein Ma'avir Mitzvahs should come before the Tatir. Chur comes out, that's what maybe will be a local verse. I just want to, that's maybe the Meir, I don't know, I didn't see anybody, except these two Achrayim, I didn't see anybody else saying it, so I'm not sure what Lamai say to do. Just will end with the last akud over here. This is Ha'ara Ba'alma, that comes out basically from this whole thing, and really from this, then not to get to the Sukkah so much, but if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, when he speaks about Arapashias, it's based on a Brisa in the Gemara and Megillah. The case of the Brisa, the case of Shulchan Aruch, is our year. Shulchan Aruch starts, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Samach Nisan Shechalet B'Shabbos. Our story. So you reach Shkalim. Siv Beis, you say, the next week is Zachar. The next week is Purim the Mukafim. That's what we'll be in 2 weeks from now. You don't read anything. Then there's Parah, and then you get the Chodesh. Our case. That's if Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. You get to that. Yeah, Dalet and Hey. Yeah, then you have over here, sorry, until Seif Hey. You get the Seif Hey, says the Mishnah Aruch, you should know if you have that case, that the Shalda doesn't fall on Shabbos, what do? You reach calling before. I don't have a good explanation why the prototype of the four Pashias is our year. That's how the four Pashias look like. If you have to change, you do that or that change. But the main Mahalach, the main form of the our Pashias, the way our year is, I don't know what it is, but the Mitzvah comes out that the year that we have is the year of the three Sefer Torah when we're going to get out of the Yisrael HaKadosh. Yeah. It's good to have everybody back. Yeah? Your son, which one? Which sefer? Sefer number 57.
About that
player, yeah, so the reason I want to give a whole shiur about that. So Mike said that he can be used as a community. I mean, I should have been. Because if Shmuel says, Mike, what happens if you did Chanukah first, and then you did Rosh Chodesh? What passes? What do you have to do? This is Chanukah. But if you, when you have a shkolim, you need shkolim first, and then Rosh Chodesh, you have to Rosh Chodesh. So Shmuel said, because it's Pesuv Nisa. Chanukah is Pesuv Nisa, that thing. Could be that according to what the Rebbe learns, like at least the Haftarah you do right in Chanukah second. Maybe. In the curate, yeah. Which would that? Since because of your superintendent, you have to do it first. Yeah. Yeah. So that. No. No. Question is, for sure not the same thing. They should have the same thing. Shaila is only, no, 100% not the same thing. But it's not the same Koya or the Takana. So what would make that? It's really the first piece of that. Yeah, it's the first piece of that. It's clearly the other Kriya. Yosef, where's your? How are you in Zikru?
What?
In Zikru now? If you try to listen to it, it's a commitment. It's a commitment. It's a life commitment. But, by the way, that's another issue.